Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is the one-year Bible reading for March 17th. We begin today in Numbers chapter 26, verses 1 through 51. And it came to pass after the plague that the Lord spoke to Moses and Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, saying, Take a census of all the congregation of the children of Israel from 20 years old and above, by their fathers' houses, all who are able to go to war in Israel. So Moses and Eleazar the priest spoke with them in the plains of Moab by the Jordan, across from Jericho, saying, Take a census of the people from 20 years old and above, just as the Lord commanded Moses, and the children of Israel who came out of the land. Reuben was the firstborn of Israel. The children of Reuben were of Hanok, the family of Hanokites, of Palu, the family of the Paluites, of Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, of Carmi, the family of the Carmites. These are the families of the Reubenites. Those who are numbered of them were 43,730. And the son of Palu was Eliab. The sons of Eliab were Nemuel, Dathan, and Abiram. These are the Dathan and Abiram, representatives of the congregation, who contended against Moses and Aaron in the company of Korah, when they contended against the Lord. And the earth opened up its mouth and swallowed them, together with Korah, when that company died, when the fire devoured 250 men, and they became a sign. Nevertheless, the children of Korah did not die. The sons of Simeon, according to their families, were Nemuel, of the family of the Nemuelites, of Jamin, the family of the Jaminites, of Jachin, the family of the Jachinites, of Zerah, the family of the Zerites, of Shaul, the family of the Shaulites. These are the families of the Simeonites, 22,200. The sons of Gad, according to their families, were Zephon, of the family of the Zephonites, Haggai, the family of the Haggites, of Shunai, the family of the Shunites, of Ozni, the family of the Oznites, of Eri, the family of the Erites, of Erad, the family of the Eradites, of Ariel, the family of the Arielites. These are the families of the sons of Gad, according to those who were numbered of them, 42,500. The sons of Judah were Ir and Onan, and Ir and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Judah, according to their families, were Shelah, the family of the Shelonites, Perez, the family of the Perezites, of Zerah, the family of the Zerites, and the sons of Perez were Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, of Hamuel, the family of the Hamuelites. These are the families of Judah, according to those who were numbered of them, 76,500. The sons of Issachar, according to their families, were Tola, the family of the Tolites, of Puah, the family of the Punites, of Jashub, the family of the Jashubites, of Simran, the family of the Simranites. These are the families of Issachar, according to those who were numbered of them, 64,300. The sons of Zebulun, according to their families, were of Sered, the family of the Sardites, Elon, the family of the Elonites, of Jazeel, the family of the Jazeelites. These are the families of the Zebulunites, according to those who were numbered of them, 60,500. The sons of Joseph, according to their families, by Manasseh and Ephraim, were the sons of Manasseh of Machir, the family of the Machirites. And Machir begot Gilead, of Gilead, the family of the Gileadites. These are the sons of Gilead, of Jezer, the family of the Jezerites, of Helek, the family of the Helekites, of Asriel, the family of the Asrielites, of Shechem, the family of the Shechemites, of Shemidah, the family of the Shemidites, of Hefer, the family of the Heferites. Now Zelophehad, the son of Hefer, had no sons but daughters, and the names of the daughters of Zelophehad were Mahala, Noah, Hoglah, Milcah, and Tisra. These are the families of Manasseh. Those who were numbered of them were 52,700. These are the sons of Ephraim, according to their families, of Shuthelah, the family of the Shuthelites, of Becher, the family of the Becherites, of Tahan, the family of the Tahanites, and these are the sons of Shuhulath. And continuing to verse 40, the family of the Ardites, of Naaman, the family of the Naamites, these are the sons of Benjamin according to their families, and those who were numbered of them were 45,600. These are the sons of Dan according to their families, of Shuham, the family of the Shuhamites. These are the families of Dan according to their families. All the families of the Shuhamites according to those who were numbered of them were 64,400. The sons of Asher according to their families were Jimna, the family of the Jimnites, of Jeshui, the family of the Jeshuites, of Beriah, the family of the Berites, of the sons of Beriah, of Heber, the family of the Heberites, of Malkiel, the family of the Malkielites, and of the name of the daughter of Asher was Sarah. These are the families of the sons of Asher, according to those who were numbered of them, 53,400. The sons of Naphtali, according to their families, were Jaziel, of the family of the Jazielites, of Guni, the family of the Gunites, of Jezer, the family of the Jezerites, of Shelem, the family of the Shelemites. These are the families of Naphtali according to their families, and those who were numbered of them were 45,400. These are those who were numbered of the children of Israel, 601,730. Let me pause in this reading and talk about the names. It seems like sometimes names are so hard to pronounce and you wonder about them. It makes me realize that God knows even the smallest sparrow. He knows each and every name. Your name might be hard to pronounce, but God knows it. My name might be hard to pronounce to some in this world, but God knows our names. That is so important. So as I struggle through the names in these chapters, I ask you to please forgive me. It's one of those things that you labor on. Okay. Luke chapter 2, verse 36 to 52. Now there was one, Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. And this woman was a widow of about 84 years, who did not depart from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And coming in that instant, she gave thanks to the Lord, and spoke of him to all those who looked for the redemption in Jerusalem. So when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. His parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. When they had finished the days as they returned, the boy Jesus lingered behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother did not know it. But supposing him to have been in the company, they went a day's journey and sought him among their relatives and acquaintances. So when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem, seeking him. Now so it was that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. So when they saw him, they were amazed, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously." And he said to them, "Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" But they did not understand the statement which he spoke to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth, and was subject to them. But his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. Psalm 60, verse 1 through 12. To the chief musician set to Lily of the Testimony, a Mictan of David, for teaching, when he fought against Mesopotamia and Syria of Zobah, and Joab returned and killed 12,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt. O God, you have cast us off. You have broken us down. You have been displeased. O, restore us again. You have made the earth tremble. You have broken it. Heal its breaches, for it is shaking. You have shown your people hard things. You have made us drink the wine of confusion. You have given a banner to those who fear you, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Selah. That your beloved may be delivered, save with your right hand, and hear me. God has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and measure out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the helmet of my head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom I will cast my shoe. Philistia, shout in triumph because of me. Who will bring me to the strong city? Who will lead me to Edom? Is it not you, O God, who cast us off? And you, O God, who did not go out with our armies, give us help from trouble, for the help of man is useless. Through God we will do valiantly, for it is He who shall tread down our enemies. Proverbs 11:15. He who is surety for a stranger will suffer, but one who hates being surety is secure. And that's the reading for March 17th. And let us pray. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that as we come to You, Lord, You hear our inmost being. Many times when our words stumble and stammer and pause, we know that there in our heart, Lord, our desire is to capture the meaning of Scripture. And Lord, we do know that Your Scripture is profitable to us. All Scripture is profitable for instruction, for correction in righteousness' sake. I pray, Lord, that we might continue to look into Your Word and listen to Your Word and digest Your Word, Lord. Let it be a part of our very being. Pray for everyone who listens to the words this day. We pray it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. This is Pastor Cecil.